does, and this is, we read it in the month of Cheshvan, in the month of Scorpio. We are in the sign of Scorpio. And this is a new beginning, really a beginning for a new creation. As the pamphlet that we gave out last week, in this month, which we call Mar Cheshvan, we call it bitter. It's a month of bitterness. And the beauty in Hebrew is Mar, in Hebrew is written Mem Resh. However, when you take the word and you invert it, it becomes Ram. Ram means sweet. In reality, this month is teaching us how we can turn something very bitter into something very sweet. A situation, a circumstance, a life. Something that is bitter. How can I convert it and make it sweet? That's why the scorpion says, I create. It's a new creation. It's a new beginning. It's 51 days or more I have prayed. I have corrected myself. I have made decisions that I want to correct my character and my personality. And I am in to create a new self. Ask a question from yourself. That's meditation. Do I like to create a new self for myself? Do I like to change? Is there a place to change? Is there a benefit to change? That's a meditation. You honestly sit down with yourself and you take 5-10 minutes in sincerity and honesty, ask yourself the question. The month of Cheshvan, the month of Scorpio, we said there is a letter that creates every month. The letter that created the month of Cheshvan is Nun. We know in Kabbalah Nun stands for Nefilah, that means to drop down. To come from one level lower. You are at a higher level, you come to a lower level. I want to bring an analogy. Why there is a drop? Why should I drop? Isn't the purpose is to go aliyah higher and higher and more consciousness and more consciousness? Yes. Kabbalah tells us go and look the diver. The diver goes on the board and literally pushes itself to go down. Once, one more time hits himself to go down, in order to go up. This is the month that honestly there is a nefila. And we understand what this nefila is. We will learn. But through this nefila, through this going down, I will find an opportunity to find a new height, a new consciousness. That's why the question is, am I ready to change? Do I want to change? Am I willing to put up the necessary effort to change? If you have a bitter moment in your life, or you are in a bitter situation, that's the remedy. To go down. Now, I want to explain this going down, what it is. In the world of Cheshvan, in the month of Cheshvan, we said the month of Cheshvan, the month of Scorpio, is created by letter Nun, which is geometry and numerical value of 50. And we know that there is a 50th gate of understanding. There are 50 gates that I have to go to reach the highest level of understanding. And Nun represents it. There is the letter of Daled that created the planet Mars, which controls the Scorpio. And we know that the planet Mars is a planet of war, planet of reaction. And we know that the animal Scorpio reacts, not because it's smart, because of the intuition that it has. The element of intuition, the power of intuition in this month is extremely high. I'm going to say those things, and then I go back and put everything God's willing together. It says when you put the Dalet and Nun together, you have Din, judgment. That's why this month's called bitter month, because it's a month of judgment. And the judgment can be harsh, because already God has decided what next year I'm going to have. He already gave the order to be implemented, and now is the beginning of implementation. Scorpion have the powerful energy of magnetism pulling. If you deal with a scorpion, if you go and you are a friend with a scorpion, you do feel their power. You do feel their energy, even though they are expert to be cool. A lot of things going inside. But they are the best poker players. You don't see nothing on their face. We call it cool. Yes? Now, they are very charming. They hypnotize the person. But when we are in close to them, we feel extreme, that energy of uneasiness. They have tremendous courage. Remember those quality, courage, available in these months. However, as soon as you confront a Scorpio is ready to go to war. And they have a powerful sting. Extremely powerful. They get you. By the way, the animal of Scorpio is one animal, but has three kinds of face. The front face looks like a bull. That's why this month called month of bull. The next part of the Scorpio looks like a cancer. And the last part of the Scorpio looks like a snake. In the metaphor, they call it phoenix, rise from ashes. What that means? Scorpio will be totally converted to ashes. But out of those ashes, Scorpio has so much power and courage that like a phoenix can rise and go to highest level. That's why this month, even though that we will burn into our own ashes, there is a possibility of totally a new self to create a total new self, to be able to rise above. That's the month of Cheshvan. Three different activity, and that represents three different face, form of a Scorpio. The problem with the Scorpio is that they are very jealous. They cannot stand. I don't understand why you have what I want. I don't like it. I don't like that you have something that I want. That energy is in a Scorpio is tremendously strong. However, one asks, why God has put such an ugly energy. Because jealousy, what is the pain of jealousy? Is in itself. Whenever you feel jealousy, you feel the pain at the same time that you are jealous. That means cause and effect is immediate. They are generous people. They help a lot. They so much adore to have love in their life. They so much miss this love in their life. That when they mate, they can't stand this mate to go to be belong to someone else. They kill the mate and eat the mate. So only she can continue the seed. That's how much she's possessive of love. And those energies are this month. Then there is the energy of reproduction, sex. It's extremely strong and important. That's why they are creator. However, a man that is capable to think and a man who loves himself and goes after the pleasure of his body, when finds out about the pleasure of sex, he says, forget about the production, produce, give me something that I can enjoy it without producing. To that extent. That's the energy of Scorpio. Now, understanding that a scorpion previous life was a Taurus. Really, he was Taurus. That means he was bullheaded. Didn't listen. Didn't change mind. Yes, loved the material world. Attachment to the material world. Attachment to, yes, nature. Everything nature, only nature, this is the nature of the things. He couldn't do it. He couldn't go through the correction. And now he has to come back again. But this time, the Creator has given the energy for him to do the job, to finish the job. Are very powerful. They have the courage to change. Now, what is this to change? What is it that we are talking about changing? It says that literally he has to change his nature. Is it possible to change nature? Is it possible to change one's nature 100%? But is it possible? Yes. How? Give me an example.
I have to be more patient. I have to change totally.
Yes, I know. This is a good mental exercise.
You mean the actuality?
Yeah. Put myself into Where do I see physically this is possible? Show me!
Discipline.
What discipline? Show me. What discipline for 5,000 years humanity exists? Look at the discipline. They don't have brain? They have brain. Where are we? But show me nature does this. You have a silkworm.
You have what?
Silk. Worm, you know silkworm, as we were kids, we'd get leaves, and they would come and eat the leaves, and then they would go and make their cocoon, they go into the cocoon because they didn't want you to see what's going on inside, and here comes a butterfly. You tell me, a worm, that goes 1 inch in 1 hour now becomes butterfly, goes 1 mile in 1 minute. That's change of nature. Now, is it possible? The nature says yes. Now, what it is we would like to change? Either from tonight you're going to become my friend, or we're going to say, nice to know you.
Adios.
Okay, let's move it on. You guys are okay on this side? The parasha, this Torah that we are studying this Shabbat, and I guarantee you, for the next four parashiyot that we read about Abraham, our forefather, we are going to receive the necessary energy every week, every Shabbat, to change, to create a new self, totally a new self. And forget everything that gave me pain, gave me discomfort, gave me a lack of confidence, and kept me away from the truth. We explained that every one of us create our own small world. Is that correct? We see this world, everything outside, through our own eyes. We create our own logic, we create our own rules, we create our own understanding, and we see everything happening outside through our own glasses. There is a concept in Kabbalah called part, and there is something called totality. One thing is whole, and one is part of the whole. Which means, there is a consciousness, a sechel, a wisdom, a knowledge, which is a quantum knowledge, is the totality of a knowledge. This totality exists. And this totality is divided into parts. A part to you, 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 a part to you. We are only parts. We never will understand the way the total understands. The kol, the whole. We are only a part. I am only the small world of myself. I only run my own life. That's all. And I know that this brain of mine does not understand as much as the totality, the quantum consciousness, understands. Unless I unite with the quantum, that means I give up this inchy binchy brain that I have and connect to a brain that is a brain of totality. It's the quantum consciousness. That is rising above mazalot. That means I am not under the rules of being only part. I become whole. The reason that I am coming down into this body, the neshama comes to this body and accepts the dirt and filth of this life, is for me to come down in order to go up. Coming down is mar, is bitter. I start with crying. I come to this world, they slap me in the tuches, they say, cry. Breeze! Okay? That's bitter. But when I act from below to above, Ram, we said Mar, we write Mem, Resh. But when I act from below to go to above, it becomes Ram, sweet. That's my choice. How are we going to do it? The Parasha Lech Lecha, and I read it from the Torah straight for you, is a discussion that Hashem has with Abraham. Abraham, for 42 years, 52 years, lived in the most disgusting situation possible. His father was the Kohen, that means the highest level of producing Avodah Zarah. That means statues and praying to statue. And those people did not have an inchy-binchy consciousness like you and me. They had the highest level of consciousness. They were able to build with names, worlds. They were extremely high consciousness. And this was Terach, was the father of Abraham. Abraham, when his mother had her period, he was conceived. That means from seed level, he was Tameh. From seed level. He grew up 52 years. He only saw killing, stealing, and ugliness. Why God created a world is so cruel? Why the world is so cruel? Why do we say the world is cruel and unfair? We see it that way.
We see it that way?
That's right. That's what. Why do we see it that way? Why do we see the world to be a world of cruelness, unfairness? Yes. You said it because it sounds good? Why did you say it?
I believe that's why I feel that the world is cruel. Because people get murdered and cheated on and disrespected.
Who created the murderer? God created it. Who created the lion that eats the deer? Sure. Is he cruel?
So we don't see it that way. It is that way.
You see, I explained it to you and you accepted. Bravo, you're now in my party. Now we can join the party. How easy it is to explain it to you? You see it with your own eyes? Look at this, how they kill each other. That's a man. Intelligent. I even believe in God. He has a book.
You're saying that God makes them do it?
I didn't do it, really. I told my finger, don't pull the trigger. I kept on telling the finger did it. So really, take this to the law. Not me. Hitler, Mach Shemo can come and say, look, it's the most logical thing. It's the problem of the world was the Jews, and get rid of the Jews. Problem is solved. He gave all a lot of explanation and the whole world followed, including America. They knew what's going on. The whole world knew what's going on. Did they make an effort for 5 years to stop it? No. That's humanity.
But Talmud says, I see a skull floating on the water. You drowned people, so you are drowning as well. We see it all in life. What happened to you is happened to you because you did it to others. It's a cycle.
That's exactly what the lady at the young class said. Did I really was somewhere so ugly and so bad that now I have to witness it in this lifetime?
Maybe.
Is that maybe is going to give me an answer? Is it going to give me heart satisfaction? Is it going to release me from the pain?
No, but we have to live with it.
A mental exercise again?
No, it becomes an aspect of our strength.
Yeah, I hypnotize myself. I keep on fooling myself.
No, we get strong by doing that.
Okay. Now let's go to the following. Let's understand this concept, and this concept is extremely important to understand. When Adam created Adam, what was the purpose of creation? God created the world to give to the Creator all the pleasures possible. Every pleasure. This was the goal of creation. That to come to this world only to have pleasure. That's what God wants. But there was a problem, we said. God gave the possibility to the vessel to receive pleasure, but the problem was the vessel felt bread of shame. It felt that it did not earn it. He's just receiving and felt uncomfortable. And went back to God, said, I want more unification with you. I want to be similar to you. I don't want to be a receiver. You made me a receiver. I don't mind it. I will receive, but I want to act like you. That means I want to be, have a similar character that you have. That means I want to have a power of sharing as well. That's called similarity.
Sharing or giving?
Giving. Sharing means giving. Now, for that purpose, God created the creation and created Adam and didn't put Adam into a dump place. Didn't say to Adam, you know what? You are Adam. It's now your business. Go whatever you want to do. Let me see what you do. He took him, put him in Gan Eden. What is in Gan Eden? Everything that this man wanted, every pleasure, God provided. He was in the house of God. Whatever God is. The energy, the source, the force. And told him, in order I don't want you to feel uncomfortable, you are in my house and living, enjoying yourself. I tell you one thing, only not to do. Only one mitzvah. Not 630 mitzvah. I give you one mitzvah. Don't eat from this tree. There is all the other trees, all the other pleasures in the world. On this one, just say no. Just say no. On one mitzvah, not more. And what did Adam did? When chose his inchy binchy wisdom, say, you know what? I know there is a philosophy that God told me here to eat and not eat, but I know he's testing me, so probably he wants me to go and try it, and you know, to show him that this and this, that even though that I smoked it, I didn't get hooked on it. So I'm gonna smoke it, and I'm not gonna get hooked on it, and to prove to him that I can do it, so he's gonna say bravo, and he's gonna say, you know what? We are a straight deal, one-to-one partners, and let's enjoy ourselves. I give, you enjoy. And he did what God told him not to do. He sinned. Now, what happened? God let him out. People lived during Noah, during the Adam, and it was 10 generations, literally 10 generations. And every generation lived about 900 years, 800 years. And those days, they didn't have to go to work every day. It was plenty of everything this man wanted. He had to go only make agriculture, put the seed into the ground once every 40 years. That means 1 year he would gather enough for 40 years. Everything was plenty. Anything he wanted, he didn't have to work for. Very simple, easily. That energy we call Arich Ampin. This is the energy that the whole 51 days from month of Elul till end of Sukkot, we ask Adonai, Adonai, El Rachum V'Chanun, Erech Apaim, V'Rav Chesed. Their Erech, that means the face of Apaim. Tremendous amount of compassion and mercy and what is? Have patience. Patience. Every day the man sinned. Every day the man got worse and worse and worse and worse to the moment that they became so bad, is the dog goes after cow. Have you seen ever a dog go and wants to mate with the cow? With a pig? With a rooster? Why not? Man does. Man goes to a donkey. Man goes to a rooster. Man goes to a dog. Why the animal doesn't? Because it is not its nature. But the man has a smart, says, look, I want to enjoy it. He goes after things that just gives him pleasure. Just follow. But the consciousness of man, the Zohar says, was so bad that really the dog went after the rooster. That means he's even affected the nature of animals. That was the power of man, the consciousness of man. 10 generations from Adam to Noah, another 10 generations from Noah till Abraham. Everything was plenty. Water was plenty. Every pleasure was plenty. And God looked that the plenty for. What is plenty? That means I don't want you even to suffer a minute. I don't want you to think that is your father is cruel. Baba, what do you want? BMW? Take a BMW. What do you want? 4 credit cards? Here, take 5 credit cards. What? How much do you want? Enjoy yourself. How many nights do you want to go out? How much pleasure you want to have in your life? How much you want to enjoy your body? Take it! And he gave. And the man abused it. The man took it granted. The man didn't understand what was the purpose. The man didn't accept to just accept one word. Lota said, don't do it. Say no. Just simply say no. It's not you have to work hard. Just simply say no. And the man didn't accept that. And got worse. So when it arrived to Abraham after 20 generations, and we know that by the time that Abraham came and by the time the Jews, Moshe took the Jews out of Egypt, took only 6 generations. That means 26 generations from Adam till Bnei Israel got the Torah. 26. 20 to reach till Abraham. And we see at the time of Abraham, God tells him the following. He says, how come God picked on Abraham? Why doesn't God pick on me? I wouldn't mind it. Let him pick on me. I'd rather that a thief to pick on me till God to pick on me. I like God to pick on me. Huh? What made that God chose Abraham? Out of all those people, there is an axiom that we have to know. That the light comes out of darkness. Kedusha comes out of tuma, out of dirt. Where do you find the most sparkling diamond? In the most darkest, blackest stone in the world. You find the diamond. Abraham, in every respect, was in total darkness. And he was in a city called Keshedim. Keshedim is really Keshedim. Shedim are these souls of ugliness to the highest level. And he was in this city. Abraham came one day outside and looked up and saw the Midrash says, saw the sun and said, oh, he's the creator. And then saw that the sun goes down, the moon comes out. Go, no, the moon is the nature. And he saw the moon is up. And then he saw the clouds came in and then he just went and says, well, Mi Barayet Ela, who created all these? And he asked one question, me. Mim Yud. Me. Who? Who? This is what you and me ask. Who? 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 Who is God? That's the first question Adam asks. Me. Next question. He is that Moshe came and asked, Ma, why, what, who, what, who, what? That was the question up till today. But Abraham asked Mi Barat Elel. He looked into the sky. He looked into the stars. And start from the stars, recognizing the energies, the moving. The moment he asked Me, God came to help him. Because he woke up. Because he became to search. Because he asked questions. Because he wanted to know. He wanted to know, what is this all this purpose for? Why am I here? What I am? Ma I am? Me I am? That's the first question. What's my purpose? Is my purpose here is to come and really enjoy this body? This body is the food to the worms. It's going to go under. That's what I came for? One day, like a dog, I have to wag my tail and get a bone and enjoy the bone? That one day I got a bone, I'm happy, next day I am miserable, next day I'm again half happy, half miserable? This is what life is all about? I don't want it. It's not worth it. But the Torah tells us, no, that's not. And that's why God goes, as soon as realize there is a beginning to the goal of a vessel called Abraham, which we see in the Bereshit, say, Behei Baram. It's the Oto, the same letters of Abraham. God started with the Abraham, which is 248, which is the Midah, the character of Chesed. God created the world with Chesed. Because at the beginning, God gave plenty, plenty, and realized this plentiness, because there is no pain, because there is no suffering, because you don't, no pain, no gain. There is no gain without a pain. You waste it. You don't like it. You don't appreciate it. If you get it for free, you don't like it. If somebody comes and gifts it to you, throw it away, because you didn't work for it. You're not going to keep it. You only realize what you have when you lose it. While you have it, you don't appreciate it. You think it's granted, it's going to keep on coming. But you don't know that it's going to give you. Right now you are young, you have power, you have energy, you have every goodness that you want. You enjoy the fullest. And suddenly it's going to take it away from you. And you say, okay, did you learn now how to make it on your own? And that's the time that you're going to come on your knees. You will realize you need that energy again. So God says, no, you don't need to go to your knees to find out I am here. I'm here. We got to do it together. And the man asks, he says, Abba, Abba, teach me. So he comes to Abraham. And he says the following. I usually don't give homework. And I usually don't give marks. I give you right now A to everybody. But you give yourself a mark. How much you're going to change? Mark it today. How much you're going to change from today? Your beginning of change, I guarantee you, is if you make a commit yourself, a commitment, a discipline that you will follow, no matter what. That's the only way you will change. You will honestly benefit from this class as a brother, as a father, as a grandfather, as a man, as a Jew. You will honestly only benefit if you do the minimum of what I ask you. And that minimum is pick up a Torah in any language that is you are comfortable and start reading it. At least know the story. Because God comes At this time to Abraham, he says, Vayomer Adonai el Avraham. Avram is not even Avraham yet. He didn't get the hay yet. Come to Avraham. And he says, Lech lecha me'artzecha. Get moving. Get out from your land. Artzecha, Eretz. The country you are. Move, get out. Mimoladetecha, where you were born. The place that you were born. O mi beit avicha, from the house of your father, get out. O mi beit avicha, el haaretz asher erecha. Go to the aretz, go to the country, go to the place that I will show you. Now Zohar takes this paragraph and explains what it is God says. Ari recommends us that I say to my father tonight, God, my dear father, I love you very much, but the Torah told me that first step for me to create a new self is first to say adios to you and leave the country and go to Switzerland. And by the way, no communication. Is that what his Torah says? Again, one opinion, one advice to all of you. With your teeth, your nail, your fingers, with every iota power you have, keep your connection with your parents. Those are the best set you got. No matter what, no matter as hard as it is, no matter as ugly as sometimes it can get, this is the best you got, is your father and mother. Those are the best friends you can find. Those are the best people who will show you the way, even through their own mistakes. Their own mistakes will be salvation for you. Because we in Kabbalah, we learn Ma'aseh Avot Siman Lebanim. What our forefathers have done, Abraham, Isaac, Yaqub, they are signs for us to see and recognize the future. Because whatever happened to Abraham happened later on into Bnei Israel to go to Egypt. Exactly, step by step. And this way Torah wants to tell us that if you learn their life, you will recognize and see your life through their life. That means you don't see through your own inchi-binchi wisdom, through not through your own world, but through the world of Emunah and truth of Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov. And therefore you will be privy to know the future. The closer and binded you are more with the midot of the characteristic of Abraham, Isaac, Yaakov, and no matter at what level you are, and if you commit and you connect, you will be privy to, before the child gonna get born, before even the seed gonna be conceived, you will know what this will result. What that means? Before you do an action, you already know the end of the action. This is what all we want. That's knowing the future. And that's by knowing and understanding the life of Abraham, Isaac, Yaakov. So God comes and says to Abraham that I tell you that you do the following. You get out of Artzecha, you get out of your country, you get out of where you were born, and you get out of the house of your father, and if you get out, I will show you to myself. I will show you myself. Ani ar'eh lecha. You will be able to see me. But right now, because there is a tzimtzum, because there is a concealment of emet, because you have not earned it yet, I cannot show it to you. So Abraham says, what God is telling me really? What he wants me to do? Really, to leave? Is that the purpose? When I was a young boy in Tehran, I went to my father and mother and I said, you know what? I cannot stay in this country. This country is no good. I will not be developed. You know, if I stay in this country, I'm probably not going to make anything out of myself. I hate to stay in Iran. Please send me out. The motivation was that I saw everybody at my age, they are going to England, to United States, to Israel, to all those places. I said, why am I crazy? Stick to and run. Let's go out, enjoy ourselves. If I go to another country, there is no father, no mother, there is no 12 o'clock midnight coming home, I can do whatever I want. This was my motivation at age of 14, 15. But because I had a big mouth, I explained myself logically. My mother told me one word that was the best lesson that I took me 20 years to understand. He says, Joseph, wherever you go, the sky is the same color. And don't forget it. Nothing is going to change by you moving around. So some people come to me and say, I would like to change my name because my mazal is going to change. You know, I want to change my house because my mazal is going to change. Because God told Abraham to move. And because he moved and because he changed his name from Abraham to Abraham, you see, he got rich. He got really a lot of goodies. Don't fool yourself. The world is not the world of hocus pocus. Abraham went through a lot of changes to receive such a big sahar, such a benefit. Now, let's understand what really means. Mi'artzecha aretz comes from the word called ratzon. That means willpower. Ratzon is a willpower. Hashem is telling Abraham, Abraham, get out of this willpower, the natural willpower that you have. What is the natural willpower we have, all of us? Now, you don't say anything. I want those people who are new here. Try hard. What is our natural willpower? What naturally we do best?
Take.
Ratzon lekabel. So my ratzon is give me, give me, give me, give me, 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 me. I is love of myself. Love of giving pleasure to my body. Is there anything you do that is not for purpose of giving pleasure to your body? Bless you. Is there? Do you go and take a piece of nail, unless you are a person is, God forbid, sick in the head, takes a nail and puts it into his body? We have some people like this. But a normal person would do this? No. Unless he's sick in the head, he enjoys the pain. We have people that get sick and they enjoy pain. But a normal person wouldn't do it. So everything we do is to give pleasure to ourselves. If it wasn't a pleasure, I wouldn't move a finger. I only move because there is a pleasure in movement. So God says, look, I created you and I created you with naturally with desire to receive for oneself alone. I made you this way. This is your nature. I gave you a gift. A willpower of to receive for oneself. That's your nature. Remember, this is your nature. You were born like this. And now I'm telling you, get out of this ratzon lekabel. Get out of this desire to receive for oneself alone. The beginning of creating a new self is to get out of this desire to receive for oneself alone. And change it. Change it to what? For sake of, if you are a receiver, God made me to eat. Can I refuse not to eat? Say, God, you know what? Mm. How long can I say like a kid? Mm. How long? 24 hours? 48 hours? 1 week? 1 month?
No.
Can't do it. I gotta eat. First! He says, therefore, for you to know who you are, you are a receiver. You need me. I got to provide you. This first understand. Now, ask yourself that for what purpose you are eating. To what? To be alive. What do you want to be alive for? You see, I want to be alive to enjoy myself. Why are you ready to work so hard and do the mitzvot? So God says, bravo, it's a good girl. So make sure that my bank account is really full of numbers and zeros. Why?
So you can share.
Why?
To act like Hashem.
Why?
To share.
Why?
To give.
To become closer.
Why?
To God.
Why?
For bread of shame.
They want to get to the source.
Why?
Because we want to give him pleasure.
Because it who said that? God bless you to enjoy. So I have motivation. That even if I do something for God, it's for my own purpose. So if I do his mitzvot and I keep his Torah and I keep Shabbat and I keep kosher, it's because of him to say that I am a good boy and therefore still I haven't changed. I have desire to receive. That's not what he says. To change is that I receive and I don't want a yoda pleasure. I don't think about the pleasure of it. I just want to do it because it's right to do it. Because beseder, what is seder? Is beseder, that means it's okay to do it. To do what? To follow the word of the boss, the quantum brain.
But that still gives us satisfaction.
That I am doing his work. And I'm not looking how much I'm going to get paid for it. If I have intention inside that I am doing and I'm going to be a good boy and I'm going to be a good girl because I want God to look at me favorably, I am still feeding what? The Ratzon Lekabel Latzmi. Now, to change this attitude is extremely difficult. It's not that easy. That's from now on, says, you know, God, I'm going to live only to make you happy. But make sure that I have enough food, enough money, good car, good wife, good husband, and I'll do everything you want. Now, this is why God goes to Moshe, to Abraham, and say, Abraham, get out of the Ratzon Lekabel. You have to get the Ratzon Lekabel. But this is one. Depart. Depart from your nature. Depart from your nature. But we said it's impossible to depart from the nature. But yes, we said it is possible to depart from the nature exactly as the worm, silkworm, departs from its nature and acquires a new nature. Go through this process. Start. He says at the beginning a Jew will start this, says, look, I am ready to follow your words. But please, you know, take care of me. I want to see some good result. At least show me that you are in favor. Hashem says, still I like you. Come on in. Come on in. Because slowly you will get to love me and I get to know you. And you slowly will realize to do it, not for sake of receiving mullah. You do it because it is right. Because you recognize that you're not enough wise, you need a wiser brain to implant with yourself. What was the purpose of Abraham? God said to Abraham, Ar Elecha, I will show myself to you. What that means, I will show myself to you. I hide myself so you have an opportunity to correct yourself and to become similar with me so I can unite with you. If you are not similar like me, if your ratzon is not ratzon lahashpia, ratzon to be sharing, to be a cause, I cannot show myself to you. We are not similar. You have a ratzon lekabel. And it requires that you change it. And the effort and the effort that you put in changing your nature, as long as I see how much you are putting in effort, that effort will arouse me to become closer and closer to you and not take off my eyes from you. You will be in my sight all the time. You know what it means to be in the sight of God all the time? That means always God is looking after you. Because his sight is after you. His attention is at you. Just the amount of effort you do. It does. God knows you cannot change your nature overnight. God knows it takes 120 years to do difficult work as Abraham did that we, none of us, we are able to do. But as long as your intention and you have made and you are trying and you fail, you will fail. But as an opportunity for you, only the light comes out of darkness. Success only comes, the sweet fruit comes only out of the bitterness, the pain, the work, the yegia. Yegia means that effort, that hard, that sweating that you put in order to achieve. Now he says, God says, okay, now there is a second part, departure. Departure from your habits. Where do you get your habits? Because it says, get out of your where you were born. The word in Hebrew is me'aretz o mimuladetecha, where you were born. What happens in the place that I was born? What do I learn in my father and mother's house? All my habits. All my habits. The shoresh, the root of all my habits are the roots that I planted and became strong in my parents' house. And what Hashem says, get out of those habits. But God, it took me a lifetime to settle into it. Get out of your comfort zone. Every one of you have your own room, right? And you have a corner in your room that is yours. You set it up. You fix it. You keep it the way you want it. Why? Because when you're sitting there, you're comfortable. It's yours. God says, get out of it. Get out of your comfort zone. Don't all the time create the most comfortable chair, and I want it exactly like this, and I want exactly table like that, and I want, you know, I want everything to be the way I want it. And sometimes it's chaotic. I love the chaos. Sometimes I ask people, why it's so... the desk is so chaotic, and the answer is, in chaos, there is, even in chaos, there is discipline. I see a tremendous discipline in the chaos. No argument. It's good logic. It works. And then it says, mi beit avicha. Get out of the, what is the secret of the sod of avicha, mi beit avicha, because the milodatecha, where you were born, is your habit. Get out of your habit. Change your habits. Change your habit. How many of you really regularly have a discipline to exercise regularly every week? How many? Look at this. Bunch of lazy people. No discipline. You honestly want to be successful and be able to capture your control of your life? Start exercising. And you know why you don't like to exercise? It's too much effort. You sweat. But try it. You will realize how more successful you become. Because you say every morning, I'm going to get up 6 o'clock, I'm going to go run. Or I'm going to do this exercise. Why? Because I say so. Just because of that, you will become powerful. Oh, you'll get good results too. You will come...
I tried it with a Scorpio. They quit on me.
You show them the good life too much.
I'm serious. They were the little skinny person, and I'm.
You show them the good life. You show them the good life. They join you.
Yeah.
Yes. I love you, lady. About you. That's beautiful. Thank you very much. Now you made my night. Now, the last part, the It's the most difficult part. The last part says, "Mibeit avicha." You know, a family marries with another family. A girl grows up in one family, and both of them could be American, Persian, whatever. Same culture, but different family in the same culture. But yet, when they get together, they are like a... After the, you know what kills marriage? What kills romance? Marriage. Before the marriage, there is such a fantastic romance. Flowers, rings, gold, helicopters, this restaurant, that restaurant, this car, that thing, this knee, that knee. After the marriage... Yeah, because when we propose, where do we go? We go on our knees. Now, as the marriage, I want to see the man that goes on his knees. After the marriage, the donkey already passed the bridge. He doesn't need the bridge. I'm entitled to give myself compliments. Now it's not only Farsi, it fits in English too.
It fits in every language.
You got it. So let's go on. He says the last part that God says, Mibayit Avicha, Avicha Av, mean in Kabbalah, Av, father means Chokhmah. And here God is telling to Abraham, Abraham, get out of your rationalization. Don't start rationalizing everything in the world. You sit down and you explain everything in your life. You are such a brain that you really fool yourself. That's how brainy you are. You really kid yourself. You rationalize everything. So God says, you know what? Get out of your desire to receive for oneself, ahavat atzmi, loving myself, me, I, give me, it's important, me, the love of myself, get out of this, get out of your habit, and depart from your rationalization. Quit with your brain. That you think you are the know everything. You don't. You're only a part. You are a small world. You possibly don't have, you don't see the whole picture. And God said, "Then if you do these three steps and you follow these steps, you are in to create a new self." And as the Mar Cheshvan, as the energy dictates for this month, then you can start, begin a new creation. A new creation. I want to tell you really what is, because this parasha tells the secret of tzitzit and tefillin. It's the secret, why God gave the secret of tefillin. And ladies say, okay, that's not for me. God didn't put me to put tzitzit and tefillin. Why do I need it? That's why God created man and a woman. There are certain things man can do that woman doesn't need to do. Certain things woman can do that man cannot do. And they complement each other. They create one. They create unity. There are two opposites, and only through two opposites can create unity. There is one end is God, giver. There's one end is receiver, but the communication between these two only happens is to receive for sake of sharing again. Not to keep it. Look at the pipe. If a pipe is like a, how do we say pipe in Hebrew? Whose Hebrew is good? Who said that? I want to see the face. Tzinor. Tzinor is the same letter as Ratzon. Tzinor and Ratzon. That means if I want to be like a tzinor, which is a pipe, that means I don't want to receive for sake of me. I receive, but I let go. I receive, I let go. Do you find ever the pipe to be empty? The pipe is full all the time. But the water is keep on going. But I am full all the time. Who cares? There's no end to it. So if your power, the will, the ratzon that you have, the ratzon is to receive for sake of sharing, for sake of being a cause, for sake of not holding it to myself. I know something. I want to open the light for someone else. I want to get a hand of someone else. I want to help someone else. I want to be there for someone. I want to be a good husband. I want to be a good wife. I want to be a good father. I want to be a good Jew. For who? For sake of God. Because God said, look, my presence is concealed. I want you to make me an appropriate place within your heart so I can reside within you. I want to be with you in this world. I don't want to be with you only on that world, but it is your part to prepare a place for me. Let me in. That's the goal. And here it is that God comes and tells Abraham, and then I say, Aseh lecha legoy gadol, I shall make a great nation out of you, Abraham. Va'avarcha ve'agadel shemcha, I give you all the bracha, all the shefa, all the power you need to do the work. But it's, you got to take 3 steps. It's not, I love you very much, but we tried for 20 generations, everything I gave, there was no pain. You didn't have to work hard. Everything was at your disposal. But you couldn't handle it. Because you haven't earned it. Because you don't appreciate it till you lose it. You went through it. You got it. I didn't bring cruelty into this world. The cruelty came because you wanted to have something that somebody else had. Cain killed his father, his brother, for what? Because Hevel had something that Cain didn't have. And Cain killed Hevel because he was jealous of what he had, he wanted. Why do you look to have things that others have? Why don't you seek the good things and the beautiful things that God has embedded within you and you have? You have plenty. And you can do as good as anybody in the world. God gave you not a thing missing. That's why he turns around to Abraham and says, Abraham, you're a seeker. You wanted, you asked the question. You asked me, you asked Ma, you asked to know. You wanted to see me, you want. I'll show it to you, but you got to change. You want to be with me, you want to communicate. Why do you want to meditate? Why you told me, let's have meditation. When are we going to start? Honestly, what is the thought behind the thought? Bottom line, connecting to what?
God.
Why?
Because I know the answers are there.
Bravo.
But my mind's not clear enough to be able to find them.
And you want the clearance.
Yes.
Ask for it. But he says when you ask for it, when you say me and man, you ask for it, 3 steps. You cannot possibly leave, do all the things that I told you. Just I want to see that you embed the discipline. 1 step. It says beautifully in Midrash, you make an opening of needle and I shall open the sea for you. Test me. It says, test me. Go for the effort. There is such a tremendous energy. We have 4 weeks of this energy of Chesed. This energy that gives me the power to do my tikkun, to be able to change, to create a new self, to be anew. I want you to ask yourself tonight a question. A serious question. Are you happy with what you are? Ask yourself. If you are, this class is not good for you. But if you are ready to make change, You are ready to be better than what you are. And you are very good. You're very good. But you want to be better. You want to be more in control. You want to have more confidence. You want to make something. You want it at the end of 10 years to look at your hand and realize you achieved. You made. You are on your way. You made the difference. Then dictate to yourself to put up the effort. Follow. Let go and let God. That's what the cancer, the Scorpio has to do. Why the Scorpio is so ready to fight if you come close to the domain. So intense. Because of self-protection. Fear. Fear. Give up the fear. Face your fear. Challenge it. It's okay. One thing, no. This life is illusion for you only to learn. Check out the picture. Check out your picture. Check yourself. Is there a place for you to become better? There's only one salvation. Look out there. It's not enough information, power for us to control. It's out of control. Hamushim Yatsu, Torah says, that when God came to take the Jews out of Egypt, only one-fifth came out. Four-fifths did not believe God. They stayed. And they died. One-fifth. The word that started already, and Chachamim and everybody accepts already, and Kabbalah has explained it, is the war of Gog and Magog. That means total bamboozleness. That means total of nothing anymore makes sense. Nothing. There's no explanation for nothing. And the mankind will come that goes on the knees and doesn't know, afraid to move. There was one makah, one punishment that God brought into Egypt that brought darkness. Not darkness that they couldn't see, the darkness that they lost the sense of direction. If they would get up, they didn't know where they are. Total loss. That's Gog and Magog. That's the war that is starting. Nothing makes sense. There is not a point in this world that there is not hunger, there is not killing, there is not dying, there is not sickness, and now there is starting a virus that they don't know what they're going to do with this virus. Things happening in nature that's not logical. Doesn't make sense anymore. And it's not going to get better. By getting rid of Bush or X and YZ or destroying all the Arabs, it's not going to do it. It's not going to solve the problem. By throwing the Arabs out or the Jews into the sea, it's not going to solve it. Either we have to believe that we are working with the quantum consciousness called Torah, called wisdom of Hashem, and submit to it and accept it and bring it to our life, and the fear that exists in Scorpio is that if they accept the fact to become a spiritual I'm telling you today it's as you are.
Is that a sign?
I give up. No, no, leave it alone. Leave it alone, please. The fear of a Scorpio is really that if it steps into the spirituality, it's going to lose its freedom. It's going to lose the power of his choice. It's going to be limited. And he's going to put a wig on his head, on her head. And he's going to wear a skirt down here. And you guys, I'm going to really have no pleasure in my life. That's foolish. That's really foolish. That's not what Judaism is. That's not what the Torah asks. The change has, first of all, to come from within and not from without. If you have not recognized it from within and you have not connected to the point of the truth within yourself, putting a kippah on your head or changing and putting wig on your head is not going to do you no good. You're going to be a funny face, period. But if the change comes from within, from your efforts, daily efforts, then you have the possibility. Because Lech Lecha, and I tell you the secret of Lech Lecha, Lech Lecha's numerical value is 100. I'm sorry, I don't have the board. But the word Avraham is written Aleph, Bet, Resh, He, Mem, Avraham. I can twist the words, and it says Bar Mea. Bar means the sun, like Bar Yochai. Mea means 100. Lech Lecha is 100. Avraham got Yitzchak at age of 100. Avraham was able to do for the son of Israel, which we are, the first Jew, to get guaranteed 100 bracha every day. Every day. God has for every Jew 100 bracha. But I said that in Farsi, I said in English. When we hear that there is a Mekubal coming from Israel or someone, we go no matter what time of the night. We don't know how long it has to take. We don't know how much I have to pay. I don't care if they tell me $50,000, $100,000, I will pay. $100,000, I take the money from sell my home. And I'm not joking. Sell my home only to go to this Mekubal to get one bracha. This is how we are, how phony we are. But Hashem is giving us 100 bracha, the boss, the guy who gives everybody bracha. 100 bracha every day, and I refuse to take it. I say, hey, this is not real. What God? We do. Every day, 100 bracha. Guaranteed, Avraham guaranteed, by his name, by his action, by the word Lech Lecha. He says, you want? Don't come to me. He says, God, I need energy to do this self-creation, to get rid of my habits, to get rid of my rationalization, to be able to give up my brain and accept your brain? I need power. He says, 100 bracha every day. Every day. Just put the tzitzit on. Put the... I tell you what, one thing. 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, before the holidays, I came sincerely with all my heart. Once I wanted something from you guys. And I said, look, I have a tefillin from Israel. Right. And a sissit. Somebody will do a great mitzvah and favor if accepts it. There hasn't been even one taker. Not even one taker. And we are Jews. They are better Jews than these Jews. They mean it. They put their life online. They don't know what they are doing. It's wrong. But somebody told him, his father told him, go kill yourself, you go to heaven. But we don't do it. I said, have a tefillin kosher, tzitzit kosher. And on top of it, I am ready to sit and to change and to teach it. Not one taker. And here I go again. I'm going to say it so many times till I have hair on my tongue. I have a tefillin and I have a tzitzit. I know if I was a girl, I would say in my heart, oh God, you know, if you only have made me a boy. You know why they say it? Because they can't get it. They can't get it. So for those girls, I'm going to tell the following. You want a meditation? I teach you a meditation for Shabbat. Opening the candles. Lighting the candles. Because the equivalent to putting tefillin tzitzit for a girl is to put Shabbat candle and meditate. I want only one thing from you guys. I really want one thing from you guys. To share the same train to heaven. It will not be fun without you guys. It'll be a lonely place. But I tell you, after 15 years, diligently, with all my heart, because one day I told myself, I want to change. Honestly, you will not find a world more beautiful, more tasty, more pleasure, more satisfying than the world of Torah. You will not. I have been there and I have done it. I have my wife here as a witness. To some extent, my daughter is here. And they are part of other people that know me quite a long time. There is nothing more fulfilling, more beautiful than bringing the Torah drop by drop, drop by drop into our life. That is what a Jew lives for. Nothing else. The offer stands. Questions. No pushy. If it comes, it has to come with such a glory of heart that becomes embedded discipline. Yes, please.
What happened to the tefillin and the tzitzit that you were talking about?
Okay. What is this tefillin? Because when we say, it's somebody says, look, I want from today to put on tefillin. I don't have tefillin, or the tefillin I have is from my bar mitzvah and it's so antique that probably doesn't even fit me. And you know, I didn't think about it, but now somehow something nudging in my heart, you now put a cockroach in my head. I want to take it. It's there. Somebody has brought a tefillin and a tzitzit from Israel that if there is a Jewish boy that really wants to have that commitment in life, to have it. Simple. It's a gesture of sharing. Tiskele mitzvot. Ratzon lashpia. Any questions? Yes, please.
But our prayer books are full of mullah because we ask for parnasa, we ask for help, we ask for, you know, all these things that aren't we conditioned to
Bravo.
Ask?
Beautiful. Beautiful. Why we keep on repeating this? First of all, every day? I mean, God forgets? It's not really for God. It's for myself. To recognize that everything I need in this world comes from Him. That's reminding myself not to forget.
Every day.
Every day. I am a creature of forgetting. I said, before marriage, oh, everyday flower, roses, 120, and you know why I've sent you 26? Because 26 in the name of Hashem, all the love and poetry in the world, and you got married next day? We are that kind of a creature. So in order for me not to break this marriage with God, I keep on reminding myself. That's a good lesson for men first. A house is happy, remember that. If the man initiates happiness in the house, it's the duty of the man. It's the duty of its man to sacrifice himself for his house, for his wife, for his kid, for the happiness of the house. He's the sun. They are the moon. He's the sun. He has to be good irrelevant if the wife is not good. He has to change first. And not to turn around and say to the wife, okay, I change. Why you are not changing? I see I'm doing all the work. You're doing nothing. Never mind. Everybody picks up his own zipper. You do your work. The other one will follow you. Remember the God why gave woman to a man. It's to be Ezer Kenegdo. Don't forget it. Keep on telling yourself.
What is Ezer Kenegdo?
The only way, that's a help to come and stand in front of you and show you your negative points so you can make them better. And for that you have to kiss her and put her on your head. She's the crown of your eyes. Don't forget it. Ezer Kenegdo. Now, I had a question over there. Yes, please.
So God's challenge every single day.
No, he's not challenging us. He's giving you the challenge. You're challenging yourself.
I'm challenging myself.
Right.
By accepting God and doing, basically, accepting what he has to say in the Torah.
No, you're accepting the fact that is your brain and your wisdom is not capable to take care of the whole thing. You come to that realization that your habits, your rationalization and the desire to receive that you have doesn't do it for you. It doesn't cut it.
It's completely wrong.
Huh?
My rationalization is completely wrong.
It's weak. It's not sufficient. It's not complete. It's not whole. It's extremely limited. The science tells me I use only 4% of my brain. 4%. And I want to get 100% correct? Impossible. Mathematically it doesn't work. Never mind logically.
So,
yes?
God gives me a challenge every day and he also gives me the answer.
No, I give myself a challenge. God gives me his help to succeed in my challenge. Don't put it on his shoulder. He's not my gopher.
See, my thing, the reason why I keep coming to that is because God put the tree into Adam's, you know, forest or whatever.
So you know better. So you know better.
So I can control myself.
Exactly. So you know better. Abraham went through the fire, so you will know better. Abraham took his only loving son under the knife. So you know better. So you put the tefillin today in the place of God forbid to go through the same test. Because it's a test. You won't go from grade A to one class up unless you pass the test. Really? No jokes. You eat what you cook. Simple. And he did. He gave you the Torah so you will know better. So you don't go up to judge and say, Judge, I didn't know any better.
No, who is this all getting me? See, what?
Stop right there.
Okay.
What was the word you used? What is going to get me? He says, that's not going to, you're not going to see me. You're not going to see what you're going to get. As long as you are in that mode, it's going to be dark. It's going to be tzimtzum. You're not going to see it. Lo al elecha, he says, I only show myself to you if you take these three steps. I gave everything. I showed myself. I gave plenty for 20 generations. What did you do? 5,000 years, 3,000 years of which you have the Torah. What did you do? And still you're telling me, give me, give me, give me. I give you that power and I'm telling you, change. Change. And then you will see me. And then you will know what is the pleasure of a mitzvah. Because God took all the pleasures of all the 613 mitzvot and hide them. Imagine that when the woman of the house stands in front of the Shabbat candle or the man of the house puts the tefillin, at the time of the tefillin, you go to a state of ecstasy. Because that's much how much pleasure it has in this binding and in front of this candle, this light. Imagine what I'm saying at least. What do you think, how many this world they have to create tefillin? How many tefillins they have to produce? If every time you put tefillin, you went into pleasure of ecstasy.
Everybody
would stand in line to go through the ecstasy. Isn't that true? So God says, oh, no, you want to do it for the pleasure? No gate. I'm going to hide the pleasure. You're going to do it because you will realize that you do it because it is right. Because you're able now to control yourself to say every morning, you're going to get up, and no matter how late you are, no matter how tired you are going to put that tefillin. The fact that you want to become the boss of yourself, you are gibor. And because you become gibor, I love you, he says. You came out of your habit. You changed your habit. You changed your habit. Because your habit is to sleep 7 o'clock. Let me 15 more minutes. You're so miserly for 15 minutes. And I don't sleep even well because my heart is boiling. I know it's going to be late. But still the animal says, you're 15 minutes, yo. Don't go. Yes, please.
Mea
Barachot. Mea
Barachot. We have stealth in it during the day. Besides Shachrit, besides whatever we eat, what's that?
Now, God says that I'm going to give you 100 bracha, but in order to have a bracha, you need a vessel, everything. You want a glass of water, you need a glass.
Okay.
Everything I do during the day is a mitzvah. There is not a thing that I not do the mitzvah. So I do it, I say bracha for it. And believe me, if I read the shacharit, and read the mincha, and read the tefillah, and read the shema, and do all the work, I haven't made it. That's how much plenty God gives me. So for that, I make sure that I say hamutzi. I make sure I say brachat mazon. I make sure that I say everything that I eat, I say the bracha, in order to fill up the order.
Then you make dinner for your family to
mitzvah. I beg your pardon? Say that again?
Make dinner for family.
That's a mitzvah, of course. The mothers, they don't know how powerful they are. Because while they are cooking, they can put their consciousness in the cooking. And they can feed their consciousness to the children. And children, they don't know it. But the point is that the mothers are so busy with their own affair, they don't put in the cooking all the things that they want. Because when they are cooking and they are cutting the onion and they're cutting the tomato and the things, they gotta say, you know, Hashem, I have here Esther for me. This Esther is really a beautiful daughter, but I want her to help this, to go this direction, and I hope she becomes this way and she comes that way. And she puts it in the food and feeds the daughter, the Esther, with the food. And you know what? Miraculously, she's going to change. Mother can do it. That's wise mother. But she got to put her head into it. And as soon as she does, she's in control. Who do you think is the boss? Always let the man think he's the boss, but act as the boss. I'll come to you. Yes, please.
So it's not a bad idea to have people pray for you on your behalf, because then it's not you saying, give me. Tell someone else.
This is a real Jew. $20 per week, every day make sure that you just say all the barachot for me. No. Is it anything wrong to... What is the fact? Isn't it a fact that I am a receiver, that God made me to receive? I'm a receiver, I'm a vessel. That's inevitable, I'm a vessel. I have to act like a good vessel. I cannot get myself a quasi-vessel. I have to be the vessel. Somebody else cannot run. It's like getting married and say, you know what? You are a good friend. Take my wife and make some children for me. Doesn't work. It's the same thing.
It would work, but it's not your children.
I didn't want to make that much. The beauty is to go to God and say, God, I need your help. I need money. I need a good wife. I want change in my life. Nothing wrong with it. What's not? Why not? In my broken language, in my broken heart. There is no light comes out of you if your heart is not broken. And when you go to God, if you go as a rich man, hey God, I just came to say, drop in to say hello, let's have lunch. God is not interested to have lunch with you, but you go, God, say, I came to you, it's heartbroken. I want to work. I want to change. I want to be a good son. I want to be a good father. I want to be a good husband. I want to be a good Jew. And I need help. And this is where I need the help. And I need here to take care of this. And if it, you think it's, I shouldn't take care of it, then give me the signal. Give me the push. Let me know what's the right way. And you know, by the way, God, you know, I got to the point. I don't know where is the right way. Help me. I'm going to raise my feet. You put the right road under my feet. And I'm going to put it down. And God is going to do it. Because I really don't know the future. It's okay to ask. But if I expect him to do what I tell him, that means I have made God my gopher. And God is not my gopher. God is there to extend his hand any moment, anybody, any time, any place. As long as there is sincerity. As long as it comes from bottom of your heart, from Emmet. Totally God is with you. We say, Male Aretz Kavodo. His Kavod, his holiness, his goodness is Male, is everywhere. Any moment you call is there. As long as it's from here. Nothing wrong with it to ask. I am a vessel. It made me to be a vessel. And I want to be a good vessel. I want to reach my potential. I want to be the best of myself. I don't want to capture any world. And I don't want to be any better than anybody. Whatever potentiality God has seen for me, I want to reach. I don't want to kick out of this world, go out of this world, not reaching my potentials. I want to reach my potential. I want to raise my head up when I go up. I don't want to feel ashamed. I want to know that I tried my best. And I did my best. And I got result. I want to see result. Period. Help me. It's the best meditation. It's the best refuah. It's the best healing when you come to that point that you talk heart to heart. The heart is broken. Yes, please.
Also is that a neshama that is in need of one bracha, so they put themselves in that food to be able to get the bracha when you give the bracha for the food.
Okay, now, what all that means? First of all, when we say that we have 248 parts in body and 365 nerves, neurons that connect these parts, our neshama has exactly the same. Our neshama is divided 248 parts and 365 energies that connects, lines that connects all these parts together. If I eat the food without the bracha, I have only consumed the physical aspect of the food and only my physical body benefits from that food, which is only 1% of the totality. Only 1%. Because majority of the things that I eat is a waste. Now, if I eat with kavana, that means with intention, and I don't eat because of the pleasure of it, the pleasure is part of it, that's fine, but I'm not seeking it. But I have an intention, and I have with intention to eat. And I use the sequential words that releases the energy for the 99%, which is my neshama. My neshama will benefit from it, and my body will benefit that in turn. And that's why God made man to eat, brings harmony between my neshama and my body. Because then there is a relation between, I have established a relation between my body and my neshama. I am not only using my neshama to get godly energy, I in return eat the food and give those energies of the brachot back, facilitate my neshama to receive its spiritual food as well. The Zohar says directly, the person who eats without the bracha, he is gazlan. Gazlan means thief. He eats without bracha. He eats only to satiate the body. Choice is given to me when I'm going to pick up something to eat, to say the bracha or ignore and not say the bracha. That's free will. If I exercise the free will and go against my logic because the animal says, open the mouth, put it in, I am waiting for it already, I'm dying, hungry. I fed the body, the animal, nothing to the neshama. But if I say to the animal, quit, be polite, wash your hand, go sit down like a good kid, let me go, do netilat yadayim, say hamutzi, take my time, put a kavana, look at the food. It's like Saturday nights. From Wednesday, the mother start cooking. We'll get there, don't worry. Patient. The mother cooks day and night, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Friday night, the kids come in, eat 10 minutes. Goodbye. Is that fair? Would you like your child to do that to you? Don't do it to your mother. Sit down on the table, at least see what the work. Appreciate how the food got on the table. And appreciate the fact that you are in a situation, there are millions in the world that they don't have any food to eat. And you are blessed to eat. Why don't you think of them? At least a word to God. God, listen, thanks God, we are plenty. Don't forget those. Can this word comes out of your mouth? That's intention. That's a Jew. That is in consciousness. It's not only me. There's somebody in Africa, somebody in Sudan, somebody in America, somebody next door. They're not blessed as much as I am. God, look after them. Maybe God doesn't listen to you. But you did your best. Now your next question.
Taking the time to stop and think about saying the bracha and saying the bracha great, but it's, well, not unwillingly, but it's automatically become a habit. So your intent is not as, I mean, how can it be if you're eating so much throughout the day and you are saying a bracha for it?
Many people, they become like a parent. And they say it through the habit. You're right. You are not saying this because you're rationalizing. You're saying it because you have seen it. And I agree with you. That's why the Jews, the religiosity didn't do any good for Jews. That's misunderstanding of the Torah. That is true, we go to the habit. That's why we keep on reminding ourselves not to go into the habit. But if I don't realize and I don't go through kavanot, that's why Ari says, you must have a kavanot. By just saying the tefillah is not going to cut it. You got to recognize and connect your head to your heart. You got to have a kavanah. Otherwise, don't do anything unless you have a kavanah. And when you have a kavanah, you are not saying it by a habit because you force yourself to recognize. That recognition. And then a step even further, a step even more beautiful. After you ate, you are satiated, achalta, savata. You feel good. Usually when we feel good, we kick the bucket. I already drank. So I get up and go after my affair. Right there is the free will. I ate. I say the bracha. What else you got you want? He says, recognize that you became satiated. You know what a horrible feeling it is if you never feel satiated? And you're still hungry? You ate like a horse, still you're hungry? But I'm not a horse. By the way, horse eats a lot. And I tell you by experience. Only 20% of what it eats, it digests. The rest he gives up. And he eats a lot. That nature teaches me that I am not a horse. It's not the commodity, quantity. It's the quality. How much time I spend on the food, recognizing what the food is, what's the purpose of everything that God gives me. Guys, God bless you. Shalom, everybody. Juna, thank you, dear.